launching into the third hour of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Jumping right into your calls, we get a chance, we'll talk about what the FCC has to say regarding the state of journalism today and what they plan on doing about it. It's not going to be good news. But first, to the phones and the fun. John is in Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and Sam will be joining us.
How you guys doing? Yeah, how you guys doing there?
What's up, John?
I want to add my little 2 cents about the marijuana deal.
All right, I do like the marijuana deal.
If you see somebody in the parking lot smoking, join them.
They may not want friends.
Yeah, that's true. Then you might be a mooch. I mean, are you going to bring your own marijuana to you? Are you going to match bowls with them, or are you just going to mooch?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating breaking the law. I'm just saying.
I'm asking you if you're going to mooch off of them. I mean, if you find somebody smoking marijuana and you walk up and you try to smoke with them, then, you know, they don't know who you are. I mean, they might do it out of the kindness of their hearts, but eventually you might be seen as somebody who's you want to take, but you don't want to give, basically.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, don't hog that joint, my friend.
There you go. I see where you're coming from. Hey, John,
for your time.
You used to be homeless, and you used to call a show a lot. You ran for political office, and the last time you called in, you told us you had a Facebook page. I couldn't find it. How do you find John on Facebook?
Here's what you do, right? You can go to my YouTube page or Google Neely, the number 4, Neely for Congress.
And that's N-E-E-L-Y?
Yes.
Neely, the number 4 Congress.
Yes.
How did the campaign go, by the way?
I didn't get enough required signatures under Arkansas law to qualify for the ballot.
I see. How many did you need?
I need about 2,000. I was short of 400.
Hmm. Were you the only one out there gathering the signatures? Did you have, like, a campaign
staff?
It was
just me. It was just me, guys. Yeah. It was just me. What can I say? I was short of 400. 400, man, would have knocked on the ballot.
Maybe next time. How long did you have in which to get them? Because there's normally a window of time, right, that you can start on a certain date and you have to finish by a certain date?
Yes. I was required to bring that in August the 8th of this year.
And when did you start?
I started in May.
Okay, so they basically gave you enough. You had about 3 months to get 2,000 signatures then, basically.
That's correct.
All right,
and
I got you.
And you can find all that juicy detail plus video right there on YouTube, Neely for Congress.
That's a lot
YouTube
of signatures, I just like
no
to say.
No spaces by in Neely for Congress, by the way.
Correct.
Huh? No spaces,
That's a lot of signatures. I'd like to say I've done signature gathering before, and I don't remember. It's been years. It's probably been about a decade since I've done it. But I recall I went out to the flea market down in Bradenton, Florida, and I set up a table there. It was like $10 for the table for the whole day. And I went out there and I gathered signatures for several hours. And I'm trying to remember how many I was doing. But essentially, at 2,000 signatures over 90 days, you're looking at 20 plus signatures per day, and that's a lot of work if it's all you by yourself. You really do need to have a campaign staff, people that are going out to different places over a long period of time and gathering those amount of signatures. They really do everything they can to keep people off of the ballot, don't they, John?
Yeah, trust me, here in Arkansas, the home of Bill, I didn't have sex with that woman. Yes, they do.
Now, are you in the Little Rock area? Impression.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's what I thought. So what else was on your mind tonight?
I just want y'all to know that I'm the first homeless guy that ever done it here in this state.
To do what?
Maybe the only to run for political office.
Yeah, but you didn't actually get on the ballot. Does it count as running?
I don't know.
If you don't get on the ballot?
I don't know what counts.
Well, that's the point, guy. The point, I made an effort.
Yeah, that's true. You did. You certainly did. And we certainly appreciate you calling in here and checking in. So now you've got a place. You're living somewhere. Where are you living?
God, I've been off the street for 2 years now, and life is good. I'm going to church now, and a family took me in and got my life together. You can now, if you're a Facebook member, what you need to do is just go to my YouTube page there, YouTube, Neely, the number four for Congress. And just send me a message and I'll throw an invite to you. And you can see how my life has changed over the years.
Really?
Do you have a job now, John?
Yes.
Good.
I fix computers in my spare time.
That's fantastic. You have always been like the most technically adept homeless man that I've ever come across. Oh,
well,
and
guys,
Sam is back with us here. Sorry, go ahead, John.
I got off the street because I had a will to get off the street and give up some bad things. Because, you know, I used to have dreadlocks. But I can show you a person that influenced me to succeed.
John, did we lose you? Oh, man. It was just getting good.
Shoot.
He was going to give us somebody who influenced him to get his life into shape. He's off the streets. He's been off the streets for 2 years. I think, yeah, I love a success story. And, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Sounded like he'd kicked a couple of habits. And I'm going to go look for him and see if I can dig him up this time. Now we get a little more information on Facebook. What are you chuckling about, Mark? What's so funny?
Just looking at the Facebook page, somebody had a mean comment here. It's a congratulations, a-hole. You get the prize today for the most nonsensical of the day, you moron. I mean, that was his one of the comments out there.
Just, was it on one of his posts on the Facebook or something?
It's just right on the main user page.
I see. That's not very funny.
It amused me.
I get a couple of those a day.
Yeah, right.
I don't even worry about it anymore.
So let's talk to Bill, listening in Mississippi to WPBQ in Jackson. Hello, Bill.
Yes. One of you guys a few minutes ago said something about staying away from Walmart because of the cooperation with the Homeland Security.
Yep.
I just thought of something. I wonder how their bottom line is going to look, although it wouldn't be, you know, a tremendous amount of money totally. You know, a certain group that's to hide in the shadows at night, also going to take that attitude. The illegals are going to stay out of there, thinking that they're going to be drawn in and sent off somewhere.
That's a good point.
It could very well happen.
It's a possibility. I imagine a lot of so-called illegals would shop at Walmart. The prices are certainly low, and getting lower. So
I wonder if they'll do a Spanish-speaking voiceover one of her announcement.
They may very well.
They're in there all the time. You know, you get around to the border states, and they're just, you know, by the thousands.
I don't know if they're illegal or not, but there certainly are people that are of Mexican origin in there. I would imagine some of them are illegal, but, you know, it's hard
sure.
to say.
I didn't mean to imply that all the Hispanics are illegal.
Well, I would like to say,
but they must be. But some of them must be.
Right? I would like to say that I am a proud illegal, and I am also illegal. And Sam, I think you're an illegal. Mark, I believe you are also an illegal.
I'm sure I've done something illegal recently.
Right. Bill, have you ever done anything? Have you ever done anything illegal, Bill?
There's no perfect one among us.
Well, wait a minute. Just because you've done something illegal doesn't mean you're imperfect. I mean, I agree with you that we're not perfect, but just because you've done something illegal doesn't mean you've done something immoral. Breaking the law is not necessarily a wrong thing to do. In fact, people like Martin Luther King would point out that it's actually the moral thing to do in many circumstances, is if there are bad laws, it's your duty as a moral American to break them.
Yes, the Founding Fathers set up that same scenario, and, you know... I think it was Thomas Jefferson referred to that very often.
Many of those men would also have been considered illegal. And, Bill, I thank you.
Those could definitely were illegal.
Yeah, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Timothy is with us in Wisconsin. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just watched the... See, I don't watch mainstream media because, to me, it's all so much propaganda and BS that... I watch Alex Jones, and the first topic that come to mind when I open up his page is here I see Homeland Security with their BS little George Orwell crap screens and all that stuff, and I went ballistic. I have a problem with that. Have a complete problem with it.
So what are you going to do?
You won't see me shopping at Walmart no more.
Where are you going to shop?
I shop online. I don't even bother with Walmart. That's just a complete waste of time.
Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you've got more comments, we'll hang on to you here. I don't know if you had kind of a short shrift in that segment. More in a moment with your thoughts. Welcome at 800-259-9231. And Sam, you're going to tell us about the FCC coming up here in a little bit.
Right.
All right, we'll get to that, and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
18 years ago, the CBS show 60 Minutes first examined the so-called French paradox, which suggested that the French, despite a high-fat diet and high consumption of wine, had a remarkably low incidence of heart disease compared with Americans. And a few years later, even the federal dietary guidelines said that moderate consumption of red wine can be beneficial. That special something in red wine is called resveratrol. It turns out that resveratrol supports overall cardiovascular health. Plants protect themselves from pests and other harmful elements with weapons like phytoalexins. So when you consume resveratrol, you're taking in those powerful phytoalexins to fend off fungi and bacteria. This oh-so-powerful compound is now available in an amazing-tasting juice product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from a company called Genesis Today. This juice will keep you looking and feeling great and your body performing great.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Listening options are available. Live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors. We've got them. They're free. Around the clock, by the way, if it's 5 in the morning, you want to listen to Free Talk Live, we're on. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to do that. You'll also be able to access our webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, plus our satellite channel, which is free, as well as the 85 wonderful affiliates from across the country on AM and FM and HD that air the show. You can get all the details on that at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls. Timothy dropped off the line. Let's go to Tom, listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello.
Yeah, I was just looking at the WikiLeaks.org website. By the way, it's down right now.
That's because that's not their website. It's WikiLeaks.ch now.
Yeah, which would be Switzerland, C-H for Switzerland.
Kitchen.
However, and there's over 1,000 copies of that, but I was just thinking, you
although
know...
Although the C-H site does appear to be down as well. Anyway, go ahead.
I got over 1,000 copies of it all over the Internet. I don't have them. I mean, there are, and I have a list of them, but...
No, it's coming. Anyway. It's coming slowly, though. It's still up. It's just going kind of slow. I imagine they're getting hit by a lot of people, including the government with denial of service attacks. So probably a high demand for actual content, people that are looking for the content, and then others that are trying to shut them down. Go ahead, Tom, with your thoughts.
But if somebody with the who works at an abortion clinic would get custody of the abortion records, and you have to show your driver's license and prove that you're that person so you can get a copy of the records so you can show them to your doctor. Well, what about that person who has the custody of them publishing those on the Internet? That's what they need, is a website to do that, because then that would serve as a deterrent because, you know, a lot of these patients, they figure nobody's ever going to know. But if somebody publishes that stuff on the Internet, then God could find out.
Huh? Well, God probably already knows.
Wait a minute. You're suggesting that people who are running doctor's offices should be violating patient confidentiality and publishing in private information?
Well, which is worse, murdering an innocent baby or publishing some documents on the
Internet?
Well,
I don't consider abortion to be murder, so I would consider that to be a personal choice made by an individual over there who's in control over their body and its functions.
Yeah, well, the baby has a natural right to live, and nothing could be more natural than the natural right to that place. That's their natural place.
Does the baby also have the natural right to not be subjected to alcohol, a mother who drinks alcohol or smokes cigarettes?
The baby has a right to life and not to be brutally murdered. If you're gonna,
so it's okay to then inject heroin while pregnant, then by your
I think that's pretty. If it's going to be published all over the Internet, if they're going to do it, they better be ready to have it published all over the Internet.
I think Tom has an interesting point here. I think that, you know...
What's the interesting point?
Well, I think that there's a lot of parallels between the Bradley Manning situation. Likely Bradley Manning signed up as a guy who was on board with the military-industrial complex, the adventure, the foreign adventurism that the United States was going through. He, you know, saw some evidence that changed his mind on that. He decided that he was going to use the pressure that he had available to him to leak the documents in order to stop that behavior from that organization. And I don't think that that would be much different than a person working for a doctor's office violating patient confidentiality in that circumstance. I think there's a lot of similar parallels.
There's a huge difference. One is the government, which is an agency of criminal intent that harms innocent people and purportedly is supposed to be open, and the other is a private transaction between two people.
Well, they're harming somebody, right? I mean, like,
that's your allegation.
There's a human being harmed.
I don't
know
if I believe that a fetus is a human.
Well, what else is it?
Oh,
it's a developing human.
No, there's giraffes. The mother is a human being and the father is a human being, but they make a baby giraffe. Is that how that works?
No, it's a fetus. It's not a human being. It has not actually achieved life on its own yet. It is completely subjected to the whims of its mother and
this
what
is a marketplace solution for
abortion.
You should be
violating a contract is a marketplace solution, Mark? I'm sorry, no. That's incredibly wrong by all liberty standards.
Can the baby die in the womb? If a baby can die in the womb, then the baby is alive. Only a living
thing can die. Of course the fetus is alive. I
then
didn't say it wasn't alive.
Being.
I said it's not a human being.
Wait. If the mother dies, would the baby survive in the womb?
Not very long, and therefore
the baby
is capable of dying and therefore is alive. If the creature is alive and the creature's mother is a human being and the creature's father is a human being, then the creature cannot be a giraffe. Because
it's not its own sentient being at that point. It's completely dependent on the life of the mother in order to survive. And it's completely dependent on the baby's health is dependent on the mother's health as well. I'm surprised the anti-abortion advocates out there aren't also leading the campaign to, you know, physically restrict mothers from smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol.
That, you're talking
Let's
about
tie them down
social
to a bed.
Pressure is the same way that that I recommend that people be stopped from smoking cigarettes while...
But you also would recommend what Tom is saying?
I'm not recommending it. I'm saying that there's a lot of parallels.
You know what else, though? They do actually raise that argument about fetal alcohol syndrome as an absurd excuse for underage drinking laws, because drinking alcohol during pregnancy harms the baby, so let's impose alcohol prohibition on men under 21 and not on pregnant women who are older than 21. See, their right to drink somehow and to harm the baby, it depends. It's okay as long as the mother is over 21. That's their twisted kind of, it's so stupid they can't even pronounce it. They just
You on the alcohol, the idea of repealing prohibition, Tom. I'm definitely with you on that one. I think that you're definitely spot on those on that particular issue.
And I think they should publish the abortion records on the internet as a deterrent, because then people would be worried that if they go to the abortion clinic, then the records
might
get
published.
Oh, leave
those poor women alone. They're already dealing with enough difficulty in having to make that decision. It's not an easy choice, I don't think, in most cases for women to get an abortion.
It's a child, not a choice.
Yeah, it is a choice. Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you. As much as you might like to deny reality, it is the woman's choice to be, you know, subject herself to a condition that could get her pregnant and then subject herself to conditions that could undo that pregnancy.
Isn't the Liberty Movement a movement about personal responsibility? And if somebody takes an action that they know can result in the creation of a human life...
People make mistakes.
Yeah, they
do. And then if you make a mistake, it's sometimes the responsible choice to end that fetus's life, so you can have a
sometimes I agree that it is the responsible choice if you're talking about, you know, situations where, for instance, a tubal pregnancy where it could kill the mother if it came to term or something like that. I think you've got to make a hard choice there. But I do think that a fetus is a human life, and I think that if you've made a conscious choice, rape obviously wouldn't fall into this category. But if you've made the conscious choice to have sex, you know that sex results in the creation of human life, and you should live with the consequences of your action. You know, bring the baby to term.
It's easy to say as a man. 1-800-259-9231.
It's easy to say otherwise, a man.
I had a girlfriend's roommate who made that choice to get an abortion and did it 6 times.
That's rough.
So, it's just poor choices, and it's not easy on their body either to make those choices.
1-800-259-9231. That's what I'm saying. It's difficult enough, let alone to have somebody like Tom release private information about somebody's choices to the world. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, and you'll find the features there are totally free. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. The chat room is built into the very same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and do all of that for free. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. It's incredible. I've been to memorydealers.com. I have seen that some of their optical transceivers are, in fact, up to 99% off list price. You can go see it for yourself. They even offer customized solutions, and including private labeling for your transceiver requirements. Some of it in stock, ready to ship. Some of it on overnight delivery. Some of it even the customized private labeling in overnight delivery is what I'm saying. Everything's available overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Going to Jim, listening in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Ian. Hi, Sam. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Jim.
That pizza looked good there, Mark, by the way.
It was good. I had four pieces.
Real quick, that guy you were just talking to about abortion, I used to be staunchly pro-life, and at one point I was staunchly women's rights, but once again, reading the ever smart Harry Brown, he basically brought up the point, a lot of people are wanting the government to protect the women's rights to choose, and then a lot of people want the government to protect the right of the unborn, the right to life. And Harry Brown brings up the point, when has the government really been effective at protecting either rights or life?
Not very good at either.
Indeed. Harry was really, I think he did a great job on this particular issue, pointing out that the government should not be funding, nor should it be prohibiting abortion.
And he brings up in the writings I've read of him, he is a staunchly pro-life person.
Yeah,
but
he
believes that the tool of government is the wrong tool to go about making any sort of change in that issue one way or the other.
Well, there have been some interesting ideas that have been proposed on this this show in the past. Like, for instance, Mark, I think this was one of you, or yours at least, you posited it, the idea that these anti-abortion zealots should, instead of holding signs up of mutilated babies out in front of Planned Parenthood, should be offering cash to women to take their babies to term and then adopt them away, essentially, to give them an incentive.
You'd be far better off with a positive incentive in that case.
But people are
but
used
I think
to
it's their right to stand out there with
sure
disgusting, horrifying pictures of mutilated babies if that's what they want to do.
But people are used to
convincing people.
Yeah, they're used to demanding violence. They're used to demanding people behave in the way they think they should and then threatening them with a cage or death or whatever the punishment would be, rather than trying to use the carrot instead of the stick.
You know, I love Mark's idea there, but the only problem with that is that the government won't even let you sell one of your kidneys for money if you'd want.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, why would they allow that?
That's a great point, and people should be able to do that. If you want to cut a part of you out and sell it to somebody else, you should be able to do that.
Heck yeah!
What else did you want to share tonight? Anything else?
No, that's it.
Thanks,
Jim.
Appreciate the call tonight. Always appreciate a refresher on what Harry Brown has to say. This is the man that was responsible for bringing me into the movement. That was the first Liberty book that I ever read. It was Why Government Doesn't Work, which was his 1996 campaign book. Just a fantastic book, and I haven't read it in a few years, but I remember reading it at the beginning of this decade, and it still held, you know, maybe some of the information was a little bit dated, but the ideas really still held up, and so it was good stuff. Let's continue here. Johnson is on the line in Connecticut on the Amp Lines. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
My question is, I guess, in regards to human life and whatnot, in this country, we're not allowed to assist someone's death, right? If they're a human being, that's why Jack Kevorkian has been put in prison, and that's currently how the system works.
Isn't he out of prison? I mean, just for the record.
He's out.
He is out.
No, he's out now?
Yeah,
oh,
but nonetheless, he was put in a jail cell as a, 80-year-old man, and it's just horrible what they did to that man for helping people ease their pain at the end of their terminal disease.
I think that the distinction is that he went to jail for pushing for actually killing the person when they wanted to be killed, rather than assisting. Do you know what I mean? Like he said,
right.
In a lot of cases, he set the killing machine up, and then the person would push the button.
But somebody who was too weak to push the button, he would have had to do it for him.
He would have, and did.
Right. But animals, people, you know, beings that are not human, are we can put them down, you know, if they're suffering, and that, you know, there's no problem with that legally.
Mm-hmm.
So really the argument is whether or not a fetus is a human or not. And sure, I'm willing to concede, okay, a fetus is human, so the laws of this country state that you cannot put a suffering being down if it's human. So really, when I talk about this issue, I'm not talking about abortion because, you know, our country system doesn't allow for the execution of a suffering human being. So really what I would be advocating for is fetal eviction, just the woman's right to get a parasitic being out of her body, whether or not that being is human or not. And unfortunately, the reality is if you remove a fetus from the womb, it suffers because it's going to die on its own. So really what these people are advocating for, if you're not killing that being that's been removed from the womb, is the suffering of that being.
Well, they don't want you to remove it from the womb in the first place, the anti-abortion
folks. Well, right, but that's the confusion of the issue.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, Johnson. Let me jump in, if I may. So the point here being is that I agree with you that one of the problems that we have is the technological problem regarding the you know, fetuses being able to be brought to term without the help of a mommy. And I agree that that's a technological problem, and it probably will be solved by the marketplace in some short order, and I don't know how the world's going to look when it does. I think, however, you're talking about eviction, and when it comes to eviction, the mother participated in an activity that, you know, essentially invited that child in
so
there.
What if you sign a lease agreement with someone?
Uh-huh.
So what if you sign a lease agreement with someone? You participate in an activity for someone to, you know, come in and rent a room from you in your home.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not actually growing the room from yourself to rent that person.
But it's your property, and it's your room.
Okay.
So, yes.
You want to remove that person from the room.
Well, if they don't live up to their end of the lease, however, I think generally people know what baby's end of the lease is, and they participate in the activity that brought them on board. So I agree with you that if a renter signs a lease agreement with me, and then I fulfill they fulfill all of the terms of the lease, and then I kick them out, I'm done something illegal. I violated the contract. And that's what I'm saying is that participating in sex is participating in a contract. You have an understanding of what's going to happen when you do it. It's a meeting of the minds, as it were, and they participate in the contract.
Sounds like a social contract to me, Mark.
Doesn't sound like a social contract. Do you not know what happens when you have sex with people?
You could get pregnant.
There you go.
I understand that.
That's all. It's a movement about personal responsibility. Libertarianism is about personal responsibility.
You could also get crabs. Maybe you shouldn't treat that then.
Right. And there's also no stipulations to this contract that the environment, that the room has to be hospitable under your contract because it's a social contract.
Yeah, yours is just a made-up bunch of nonsense, Mark. There is no actual contract. You're just trying to impose your viewpoint of the way things should be on people.
Oh, apparently you are, too. And
no,
you don't
I'm
mind
not.
Killing
I'm
people
not imposing anything. I'm not killing anybody. What are you talking about?
You're just suggesting that it's okay.
I'm suggesting that it's a very difficult decision for a woman to make, and that if she needs to make that decision, she should be able to make that decision.
I agree that it's a difficult decision, and if she needs to make it, that she should. However, what she needs to take into consideration at the time is you're dealing with a human life because it's nothing else, and that you took the actions that resulted in that human coming into existence.
I think my only point on this whole thing, and the reason why I wanted to bring it up, is I just think that talking about the issue of abortion is a confusion of the issue, and that I'd love to see people not confuse that anymore and really just start talking about fetal eviction, because there's a huge difference between that, because you're not advocating killing that way. And you can bring that into the issue. You can say, hey, I'm not advocating killing. If you can figure out a way to save the fetus, do it.
Thanks for the clarification, Johnson. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes at $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
men. Take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place you want to go. All the features there are completely free, so get on over there and enjoy. And if you like the fact that we give you the website for free, well, you might want to support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get on board for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the show from around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks as an amplifier, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, the evil PayPal, and whatever other options, there's a few other alternatives out there. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and do that.
If you like Taran Lupo's history pieces on the LCL report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. As a matter of fact, you can vote for Pirates of Savannah at
PodcastAwards.com.
PodcastAwards.com.
Along with Free Talk Live.
Along with Free Talk Live. And we'd really appreciate if you did that. You can get his book completely free at PiratesOfSavannahBook.com. If you like it, then you can support him. It's PiratesOfSavannahBook.com.
All right, so we're going to continue. Matthew is on the line in Texas. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi. I was just hearing what y'all were saying, and I don't usually listen to this particular show. I listen to Alex Jones, like from earlier in the day. But I just heard something about abortion, and I understand how everybody is just wanting to put in their two cents and make this.
Yep, nothing like a bunch of men putting in their two cents on the abortion issue.
They don't have money.
Right. But I just have something to say about it. Honestly, it doesn't involve anybody. If a woman chooses not to have a child at that time, she could have one later on in her life when she is financially ready, and when the man is comfortable, also, putting in his opinion onto the woman and say, hey, maybe we should wait. It wasn't planned or anything. Let's wait for a good time for us to in our lives so that we could really bring this child up in a comfortable environment. and it doesn't involve anybody. It only involves
Matthew,
them.
Matthew, just what you're suggesting there is the guy putting in his two cents is exactly that, because the guy really has no control over this scenario. If
yeah,
a woman
but it is
sure does, I've got a vasectomy.
He does control.
You can have the control with a vasectomy, but that's the end of a guy's control, condom.
I think between the two, they
it's
should
not between the
on
two.
Those.
You're
no,
wrong.
No, but,
that's
no,
what I'm
no,
telling
no,
you.
On,
it's not between the two. It is. Her decision. The government has given. You're still talking.
Yes, because I have a point.
Yes, yeah, like, but the government. It's not the man's decision. You're wrong.
Hold on. I understand you have an opinion.
It's not an opinion.
No. Listen. I understand you have your opinion, but what I'm saying is, don't cut me down on mine.
I'm not cutting down your opinion.
Okay, I told you he was wrong.
You're wrong.
Hold on. Let me at least get forth what I'm trying to say, buddy.
Okay.
You're suggesting
it's an opinion, and I'm correcting
Mark,
you.
Mark, let him talk.
Yes, please. What I'm saying is between the two in the relationship, between the two that are getting into intercourse, it is up to them two to decide if they're ready for a child or not.
No,
that's
it's
all
not.
I'm saying. Listen.
I agree with Matthew. It is absolutely a decision
between
two people.
The guy as to whether or not he chooses
a couple.
He's the one who chooses
when I'm wrong
to.
When it doesn't involve you. You're saying when I'm wrong when it has nothing to do with you.
I'm talking to you about reality, dude.
And
once you've had sex with that girl and she's gotten pregnant, you don't have any more choices. It's not up to you.
He's talking about the choice being you getting involved with the sex in the first place.
I agree with that. Obviously,
you've
got the choice.
Well, you're not listening to what he's saying, Mark.
That's not what he was saying.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that if a woman isn't ready for a child, and also the man and the woman discuss, hey, you know, maybe we're not ready, they should be able to decide if they want to cut that off. You know what I mean?
So like that's what he's saying. He's saying that it should be up to the man and the woman to talk it over and
hold
decide.
Hold on, let me see if I've got this clear. Are you saying, Matthew, that it should be up to the man and the woman together to decide whether or not the woman should get an abortion?
I think that you don't have any say-so in it. That's what I'm trying to say.
No,
that's
you don't.
Reality.
And you don't. You shouldn't have any say-so. It's not your body. So.
What I mean is like anybody else's judgmental opinion about it. It shouldn't be up to you or your neighbor or anybody else, person who is involved in the pregnancy.
Yeah, I can agree with that. What you're essentially saying is let's get government out of abortion.
Yes.
And leave
go
it up to communities. Let's let doctors decide where they want to set up shop, if they want to perform abortions. Let's let the communities who don't want that kind of thing going on in their neighborhood ostracize those doctors, run them out of town, do whatever they feel is necessary, provided they're not, you know, harming the doctor himself.
Matthew, I'd like to make another point here. My wife and I have a 2.5-year-old child, and I don't know if we're quite ready for that 2.5-year-old child. Should we be able to make the decision that we don't want to have that child anymore and kill him?
Hey, how about this? If you're not ready for a child and you really feel like it's too much for you, kill yourself.
Why would you ask a question like that, Mark?
Because that's what the suggestion here is. If you're not ready for the child, you can kill this child and just have another one later.
Well, that's exactly my point. You can
yes,
have one
is.
Later. You can have another child later.
Now, why not have a child at the time is best for you, Mark?
I'm
rather
all
than
for that, Ian. But when you have sex, you need to take responsibility for your actions, right?
Right. But say a condom breaks. Woman gets pregnant.
You didn't know the condoms could break?
Makes mistakes.
No one's ever told you the condoms could break?
What I'm trying to say is it's not up to you, buddy. What I'm trying to say is that it's up to the people who are in the intercourse in the first place. If they feel that they're young, that they're immature, and they're not financially ready, say it's me. I have a 2-year-old son. I had him at 18 years old. Okay, I wasn't ready. You know,
so why don't you kill
I'm
him?
Suffering it.
I mean, if you're not ready for him, just
you're
kill him off and have another one
Mark.
Later.
Why are you being like this?
This is the point. That baby, that infant, the fetus that you're calling
anymore.
It,
you know
is
why,
a real person.
You know why I didn't have that done? Because we didn't mutually agree on it. If we had, then it shouldn't have been a problem.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Matthew. I see where you're coming from. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think it's a great idea to
wait
until
you're ready. To disagree, Mark. If you believe a fetus is a human being, that's your choice.
What else
and
is it?
It's a fetus. It's not a human being. It hasn't even seen the light of day before. I mean, it hasn't breathed its own air. It hasn't seen its own
eyes. I don't think it's the same as a 2-year-old child, but I think that when you...
No, clearly not.
When you make those comparisons, you're just not ready. Take responsibility for your actions.
It's a responsible choice to...
You seem to want everybody to take responsibility for all their other actions, but this action you're willing to just write off. And I don't get it.
What are you talking about? I said it's not an easy choice to make, and sometimes the most responsible choice is to, I think, have an abortion.
I think sometimes the best choice is to have an abortion, too, but it's much rarer than, I just don't think I'm ready.
Thanks for your opinion, Mark. So, Sam, the FCC, tell me about it.
Yeah, so one of the FCC chairmen came on, did an interview with a woman where he said, today's American media is in this horrible state that Americans cannot trust the news that's coming out. They need to be able to trust it in order for democracy to function, was basically what he's saying. So what they're actually talking about doing and planning and sort of putting the pieces together for is really state-run, state-approved media to where you actually have to, be on their good side, I guess, in order to have access to the internet. They're rolling out this net neutrality.
Yeah, I saw the net
proposal.
Neutrality thing. I haven't heard what you're referring
to. Yeah, so this was just an interview where one of the guys, was running his mouth a little too much and basically said, we need the propaganda media in there that's telling our side of the story so that our democracy and our corruption and
will work better.
Criminal behavior can continue. Yeah.
But wait a minute. That's basically what the mainstream media is. They are essentially parrots for the government. So
right.
Is he complaining about independent media?
Yes. He's saying that the media today is in a state of disgrace and it's just crazy and we got to do something about it. And then he went on to talk about how the government really doesn't control media and there are no safeguards over media and, basically setting the stage for FCC regulated content on the internet. And then they're apparently trying to slip in a bill where everything comes through the cable box. And I think what they're talking about is IPTV. I worked on this a little bit before in my old job. And, with IPTV, they keep track of the service provider knows, like AT&T, they know every channel, every time you press the channel button to go up or down one channel, everything, that set-top box is basically a little computer, and they will put a thin client on there, a little monitoring client, I have no doubt, at one point for DHS or whoever, that will collect whatever information they want, do whatever kind of filtering and block lists so that they can get at it at the source and turn WikiLeaks off to millions of households.
They would love that.
It's really getting scary with what they're doing. It looks like they're moving to really start clamping down on the internet.
Well, we'll see, because the internet community, the elite hacksaws out there are doing what they can to fight against this.
But you got the corporations that will just roll over.
That's true. The big corporations are running all the backbones, and that's going to be a big issue.
Yeah,
so
huge issue.
We'll see how it all plays out. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.